1 Samuel 17, selected verses beginning at verse 3. So the Philistines and the Israelites faced each other on opposite hills, with the valley between them. Then Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and a bronze coat of mail. The coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leg armor. He carried a bronze javelin on his shoulder. The shaft of his spear was as heavy and thick as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. His armor bearer walked ahead of him, carrying a shield. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. "Why are you all coming out to fight?" he called. "I am the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, then you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. For 40 days, every morning and every evening, the Philistine champion strutted in front of the Israelite army. Now, verse 32. "Don't worry about this Philistine," David told Saul. "I'll go fight him." And at verse 40, David picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them into his shepherd's bag. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. And in verse 50, "So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword." And David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. And from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault before His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. I love the story of the Israelite army in the Valley of Elah as they faced the Philistine army. You're old enough to remember, like me probably, when you'd go to Bible school or you'd go to Sunday school, the teacher would have a flannel graph. Remember that blue piece of cloth, light blue piece of cloth, and she'd take cut out figures and stick them on and tell the story. I remember this story from those flannel graph days. My teacher, in fact, was my grandmother. Grandma Gracie, and she'd put up the flannel graph, and she'd put up the people, and she'd move them around and tell the story. That was multimedia back 6 decades ago. And I've always loved that story. On the first day of the face-off, here comes Goliath. This fellow that the Bible says was over 9 feet tall, with a spear like a weaver's beam. My mom had a quilting frame, and that's the only thing I can measure it to, but it was about that big around, probably a diameter of about 3 inches, and it was 8 or 10 feet long or so, big enough for a quilt to go on it. And the spearhead weighed 15 pounds. And he comes out every day, twice a day, morning and evening, and taunts God's people. He says, "Why are you all down here to fight us? I'm the Philistine champion. You choose your champion. We'll fight. And whoever's standing when the fight's over, he's the winner, and the other side will serve the victor." And twice a day, every day, for 40 days, he comes out and taunts Israel to send their best man to the battle. And remember, this is God's people. These are God's people. This is God's nation. These were the army of the Most High God. And God had promised to deliver their enemies into His hand. Yet what do the soldiers and King Saul do when the Philistine champion roars his taunt? They're immediately filled with fear. They go back to their tents. Do you remember the Bible's description of King Saul? Now, we're talking about a giant who's 9 feet tall. Some of the ancient texts put the numbers are a little bit different. They put him about 7 feet tall, but whatever it was, he was a big guy with that spear and that head of the spear and all of the accoutrements. But do you remember the Bible's description of King Saul? He was head and shoulders taller than all of the Israelites. No small man on his own behalf. But the king and all of his army are hiding in their tents, afraid to go out. Can you imagine them saying, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" And this was their response twice a day for 40 days, 80 times. Why didn't they stand up to Goliath's challenge? Why didn't they fight in the name of the Lord? The answer is clear and unavoidable. They had forgotten who they were. They look out across the valley and they see the enemy standing there, and they see the army behind him, and they're afraid because of what they see. And that fear causes them to forget who they are. They are the army of the Lord God Almighty. The army of the God who has promised to deliver the enemy into their hands. And they draw a wrong conclusion. They compared themselves as puny to this massive warrior and concluded there's no possible path to victory. So in the story, David shows up with a lunch that his dad had packed for his brothers. His brothers are out there in the army. David's back home. He's too young to serve in the army. He's taking care of the sheep. His dad puts together a meal for the boys. It's several kinds of bread and a hunk of cheese. And David shows up with this lunch just in time to hear the taunting of Goliath. What's going on? Why is this Philistine permitted to mock God and to mock the army of God? And he says, "I'll go. I'll take him on. I'll answer his challenge." And his brothers respond to him. He's the youngest of the clan. His brothers respond to him. We might put it this way. You're too big for your britches. Who do you think you are? Dad sent you up here with lunch for us, and you think you're going to take over? Was David arrogant? Was he delusional? No. He knew who he was. He understood what it means, what it meant to be a child of the living God. And he drew the right spiritual conclusion. It was not him against this huge warrior. It was this puny Philistine against Almighty God. And he goes to the king and he says, I'll go. And King Saul says, don't be ridiculous. There's no way you can fight this Philistine who has been a professional soldier all his life. You are just a boy. He's a man of war and has been that since his youth. And David says, well, that may be true that he's a man of war all his life, but let me tell you, I know who I am. And I know what God has done for me. The Lord rescued me from the claws of the bear, from the claws of the lion. They'd come and try to steal the sheep, and I'd go with my sling and my staff. And God rescued me as I rescued my flock. And David will write the psalm that we shared this morning. I cried unto the Lord and He heard me. I'll not be afraid of 10,000 people. So what's one Philistine? What's one Philistine? Now who do you think's going to win? You've not heard this story before. This is the first time you're hearing this story. Who do you think's going to win? If you could find your neighborhood bookie, he would take all of your money and give you whatever odds you wanted if you were going to bet on David. Because he says, that's an easy bet for me to win. David walks into that valley because he had his identity clear and he won a victory because he knew what he had been given. He remembered who he was. King Saul offers David his armor. David tries it on, takes it off and says, I can't wear this. I haven't tested it. I don't know its strengths. I don't know its weaknesses. But I do know the staff. I do know the sling. Using what I know, I'm going out there. And so David picks up 5 smooth stones. Did you ever wonder why 5 smooth stones? Was his aim bad? Did he need to take the first one, get the range, and then he has to reload the second one? No, if you read over in 2 Samuel 21... the Bible says Goliath has 4 brothers. So he takes 5 stones. 1 for Goliath, 1 for each of the 4 brothers. Because he knows there's 4 more battles coming. He knows who he is. And Goliath challenges him and says, I will give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. And for 40 days, the army of Israel quakes in fear when they hear that. Because they believe that Goliath will overcome them. And David answers, today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you. And cut off your head, and the whole world will know there's a God in Israel. This is the Lord's battle, and He will give you to us. David remembered who he was. He said, today the Lord will conquer you. I'm going to cut your head off, but it's the Lord who will conquer you. The Bible says, as Goliath moved closer to the attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. When you recognize the enemy, don't hesitate to attack. And I just picture David with the sling, and he's winding it up, and he lets it go, and the stone, the Bible says, sank into Goliath's forehead. And Goliath stumbled and fell on the ground. David ran over and took Goliath's sword out of the sheath and cut his head off. Stone knocked him down. Sword finished him off. Finished the job. I remember hearing a man talk about trying to quit smoking. If you've ever had the habit of cigarettes and have tried to quit smoking, you know how difficult it is. He said, I would throw away a pack of cigarettes and I'd watch where it landed. He hadn't finished the job. David finishes the job. And we face many giants in our world today and their enemies. Make sure you stand in God's strength and do not lean on the flesh, but stand in the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to prepare for battle. This is serious. And if we stay in Jesus, we win. And then Paul talks to the Ephesians. And I want your mind to go back there. And listen as Paul says, God loved us and chose us, and He made that decision before He started creation. What identity are you going to assign to yourself? Will you deal with life based on what you think you're able to bring to the table, or will you do it based on you being a child of the Lord, a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Savior who is always with you in power and grace? Will you live in timidity and fear, or in courage and hope? Paul told the Ephesian church, God loved us and chose us, and He made that decision before He started the creation. He says, we are united with Christ, and because we're united with Christ, we are blessed in every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. We're not strangers, Paul said, but family members adopted by God as His own children. I love a story I heard years ago about two brothers. One was the natural born to the parents. The other was adopted. And you know how brothers are. If you're a brother or you have a brother, and I am one and have one, you sometimes will pick back and forth at each other. And one day the natural born brother said to his other brother, you were just adopted. And the adopted brother says, that's right. Mom and Dad were stuck with you, but they chose me. And Paul tells the Ephesians, God chose us. We were adopted. Our freedom was purchased with the blood of His Son. And God forgave our sin. And Paul says He showered on us His grace. And I looked that word shower up in a Greek dictionary. He showered on us His grace. One translation says He lavished on us His grace. And here's what He means. Just get this picture of this grace. It's not a trickle. It's not a drop. It's not an eyedropper squeezing out a little bit. But it's the heavens opened up and pouring. It's superabundance to be in grace, to exceed in number or measure, to have more than enough over and over. God has showered on us His grace. So may God give us grace to remember our identity as His children in those moments when remembering is essential. The problems you face, the needs you have, the needs of the people you care about. My brothers, my sisters, remember who you are. You're a child of the King. You're adopted into His family. He chose you. And He showered all His grace, superabundance, in excess, to exceed in number or measure, to have more than enough over and over. You think you can't take Goliath? Whatever your Goliath is? Remember what David said, the Lord will conquer you. I'll just do the wipe up. I'll just finish up. The Lord will conquer you. Remember who you are.